So the epistle for the seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from Romans chapter 6. Brethren, I speak a human thing because of the infirmity of your flesh, for as you have yielded your members to serve uncleanliness in iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members to serve justice unto sanctification. For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from justice. What fruit, therefore, had you then in those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of them is death. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, you have your fruit unto sanctification and the end life, and the end life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the grace of God, life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from Matthew chapter 7. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in the clothing of sheep, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. By their fruit you shall know them. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruits, and the evil tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can an evil tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit shall be cut down and shall be cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Please be seated. For the wages of sin is death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, this terminology that St. Paul uses for us is something that is, very familiar to us. We think about wages. And certainly all of us understand wages in terms of how we get paid for something. Especially those of you that work, you understand that you have wages for the job that you do, what we earn. And so St. Paul uses that same terminology for us to understand then the idea of sin. And what does sin do to us? What does sin mean for us? In a way, what does it earn for us at the very end of our life if we were to die in that state? Certainly we're talking about here to be dying in the state of mortal sin. And so he says very clearly that the wages of sin is death. I remember being in Sacred Scripture class at the seminary and going over this line of St. Paul. I remember I always thought that it seemed very harsh, very severe. But we have to look at it in terms of, one, it being the Word of God. And as I say, certainly we make that distinction between mortal sin and venial sin. Certainly venial sin will lead us away from God. And by the more that we fall into venial sins, the more that we commit venial sins, the more likely that we will fall into mortal sin. It's still an offense against God. But when St. Paul is referring to that the wages of sin is death, it is this idea and this realization of mortal sin and what it does to the soul. What does it earn for the soul? It will be ultimately our death. And that's where we go back to the understanding, the idea. We know not the day nor the hour that God will call us. So therefore, for us, we've got to be understanding of that and realizing God can call us at any moment. And if therefore God were to call us at any moment, are we ready for that fact? Is our soul ready for that? And that's a reflection then we make in terms of this idea of good fruit, bad fruit, a good tree, a bad tree. What fruit will it produce to us? And that is for our soul. What does it produce in our soul? And so that's where when we look at St. Paul in this statement, what do we deserve from our sins? Are we living in mortal sin? Are we away from God's grace? Have we become so much so that it doesn't even really bother us, doesn't affect us? Thinking, I'll have time at some point. It's a dangerous life for us to live that way. But a lot of times we become so accustomed to the sins that we fall into though it may come to the point of where we don't even recognize the fact that we're living away from God's grace. And that's where the reflection comes for us. What do our sins do to us? How do they bring us down? How do they affect other people around us? And that reflection should hit home for us. You know, how do we talk? What is the language we use? What do we talk about? How does it affect the people around us? You know, what do we watch? What do we listen to? Again, a lot of times we can justify these things in thinking it's not that bad. You know, when you look at the way that the world is, okay, it's not that bad. I mean, how can we justify things that can lead us into sin? In order, the company that we keep, the people that we are around. I mean, again, we've got to make these reflections for ourselves and to see what effect they have on our soul. You know, so that's where then you look at for yourself, you know, how do I talk? What do I watch? What do I listen to? What do I talk about? What do I dress like? How does that affect other people? You think about Our Lady of Fatima and saying that the fashions of this world will lead many souls to hell, and that these fashions are something that offend her son very greatly. So again, it's a good reflection for us for that. All of these effects on other people. And that's what we must reflect for us. The wages of sin is death. Yes, it seems severe, it seems harsh by St. Paul. But he is trying to help us to see what will happen to our soul if we stay in this state, if we continue to fall into these sins. This is what will happen to us. And as I say, since we know not the day nor the hour when God will call us, you know, why do we wait for that? And so that's where then again St. Paul paints the pictures of these two worlds, slaves of sin and then those that are servants of God. And yes, we've reflected upon this sometimes in the past. These two different, we can say, camps. But I think it's interesting to see how so many people talk about the liberty and the freedom of the world and what we need to have this liberty. And yet so many souls fall into the slavery of sin. And again, that is why St. Paul utilizes this terminology, the chains of sin, of how we're bound by the sins we fall into, and how many people are caught in their sins and they feel there is no way out of their sins. They just continue day by day in the same things because they don't feel that there's any way out of it. I mean, certainly that's a slavery to their sins. I mean, how many people get caught up into these things? And yet, they live day by day that same way. Doing nothing to try to get out of that. I mean, that's where they truly bind themselves from that. And yet, people talk about the freedom of the world, the liberty that they should have. Where does it get them? It gets a lot of the people into the slavery of sin. And to where that they do think they have no way out. But how does it get to that point? Where does it go to that point? And that's the reflection that we must make. That's what we must try to think about for our own souls. Have I gotten to that point and why? What has allowed me to get to that point? And that's where you need to try to make that break now, to break these shackles that you're in. Because then when St. Paul talks about the servants of God, he talks about that their fruit is sanctification. But again, he goes back to the idea and saying that the fruit of these slaves is death. But the fruit of the servants of God is sanctification. And so the wages of sin is death, grace of God is life everlasting. How clearly St. Paul puts it to us. But do we make that connection? Do we make that understanding in our own lives? You know, and that's where you can then make the, again, the application. Are you bearing good fruit or are you not? And the good fruit will come from a soul in the state of grace. I mean, that is where we look at and judge our soul based on. Doesn't matter how much money we make, doesn't matter how much fame or whatever. That doesn't matter. Ultimately, our judgment will come down to the fruit that we have produced. And if we don't produce good fruits, well, then we can see what it says, what will happen to them. They'll be cut down and burnt. I think it's very clear for us to see the analogy with that, that that means hell. Hell for the soul that does not produce good fruit in its works, in its actions. If a soul doesn't produce that, that is what is going to happen. So as I say, when we reflect on these words of St. Paul, we may have heard it several times. The wages of sin is death. Don't just hear it. Try to reflect upon our own soul and see. What am I earning? Am I earning anything for heaven? Am I not? Remember, obviously, you have to be in the state of grace to earn anything for heaven. If we're not in the state of grace, all our good works amount to nothing. Any good things that we do, prayers that we pray, amount to nothing toward us. If we're not in the state of grace. And so, yes, we can ask that question. What am I earning from my daily life? Am I earning anything toward heaven or not? And if not, you've got to do something about it now. How do you know you will have more time? I mean, that has got to be our conviction now. And so let us pray for these graces, and especially pray if you need to change your life. Pray for the grace today. Beg God for that grace to change truly the way that you've been living your life. Because we need that grace in order to change our lives. But remembering what our Lord said at the very end, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.